Medius per Gimel Mishnah Ches 3:8. The Mishnah continues with Machloksim between the particular Tana and the Chachamim back in the Keren B'Yavna. Here we have Rabbi Tzadok. Rabbi Tzadok also a prominent figure in the end of Baal Sheni. He's the one who fasted for 40 years. In any case, so he also had arguments where he said things were Tami and the Chachamim were Mekel and said Tahor. What are the cases? It says there are three. Shlosha Devarim, Rabbi Tzadok Matame. And the Chum Matarn, the three cases where Rabbi Tzadok says Tameh and the Chum are lenient, say no Tahor. The first is Masmer HaShulchani, which means the nail of the shopkeeper. So a Masmer, a metal nail, which is simply just basically a metal toothpick kind of thing, in the time of the Mishnah, is not, even though it's made out of metal, and metal Kalim don't need to have a base kibble or receptacle to become Tameh, they do need to have like some specific artifice. That means some tool that does something specific. And a simple, you know, stick out of metal is not a kli yet. Okay, so the normal nail, I'll call it, but it's even less than, it's a nail. Yeah, the nail used just like to stick things into walls and stuff is not considered a kli. It's too rudimentary. But this nail is attached to a cupboard, and then it's used as like the pivot, if you will, on which the pan balance, the scales are resting, so you know that way they can show its size heavier. So this is kind of important, it serves a function. The question is this enough of a function? It's just a nail, and anything will do, but this is a nail. Will it be considered a cleat of makabal tuma? And more importantly, since this thing is attached to a cupboard for storing stuff, the question is it really just part of the cupboard, and therefore its tuma status depends on the cupboard, or has it got its own life of its own as a kli? So Rabbi Tzadok says it has a life of its own, it's important as part of like the weighing mechanism, and therefore it stands independent of the cupboard, it just has to be knocked into something so it'll work, and therefore it's makabal tuma all to itself, and the Chum say no, it's just part of the cupboard, it's not makabal tuma in and of itself. Yes, if the cupboard became tummy, then yes, but if not, then not. Second of all, you have va'aron shel gorosos. This is the bean millers or bean grinders storage chest. So the general rule is that if things are made out of wood, they're makabel tuma if they have a receptacle, and this is a storage chest, of course, has a receptacle, but if things are so big that either A, they can't be moved when they're full, or even empty, for that matter, but full, so they still can't move when they're full, or B, they could be moved, but the point is that they're intended to stay put in one place. When they were put down and constructed, the intention is they were there for asui l'nachas, they were put there for the sake of staying in one place. So that's the case over here. Under normal circumstances, no one would ever move his storage chest of the bean flour, it stays put. That would suggest it's not makabel tuma. However, if it needed to be fixed, the normal thing to do would be for the bean grinder to take his storage chest to the carpenter, not to bring the carpenter to the storage chest. So it does move on those rare occasions. The question is that moving enough? You're not afraid it's going to break, you'll move it. Does that mean that it's makabel tuma? Or no, since it's meant to stay put, under normal circumstances, that's considered lanachas and not makabel tuma, and that's their machlokas. Okay, again, Rabbi Tzadok is giving strict here and saying it's makabel tuma. The Chum say no, it's meant to stay put most of the time, and therefore it's not susceptible to tuma. And the third case is the masmer shel even shaos. You have the nail that's used to cast a shadow on a sundial. I assume you've seen a sundial before. Basically, you have a rock on the rock that's here describes a rock, and we have like the numbers for like the time of the day, and then depending where the sun is in the sky, it casts a shadow, which moves over the course of the day, and by the location of the shadow, you can see what time it is. What's cast in the shadow is a little masmer, a little metal nail. And the question is that enough of a specific function to be considered to be a kli? On the one hand, of course, this is like a clock. It's a pretty high-functioning device. On the other hand, anything would work. You can use a toothpick. No reason you have to use specifically this metal nail. But that's what you are using. So again, here, Tzadok says, listen, it's makabel tuma. It's the nail you use for keeping time. Whereas the Chum say, no, it's not good enough. Casting a shadow is not a highly specific function. Anything can cast a shadow. And therefore, there's no specificity to this simple stick of metal, and therefore not considered a kli, and therefore not makabel tuma. So in all three cases, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Tzadok metame, and the Chum are metaharin. Halacha, in all these cases, again, like the Chachamim.